Good evening, everyone. Today's shiur, I'm going to try to be mechadish something that's going to answer the main question that everyone asking these days about the difference between what Chazal thought about kina, para v'rava, or not. I'm going to try to make a new point that basically written already in the Rishonim. But I'm going to try to start with the basic understanding, and I'm asking you for the first, like, 30 minutes of the show to go back with the regular mindset that people used to learn the Gemara with Pare v'Rave Kipshuto, and also that some animals can grow from stuff that it's not eggs, like from the mud and from the dirt. So please have that mindset in the beginning of the shiur, and then slowly, slowly we're going to continue and we're going to develop more ideas. So the Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Zayin Amud Bet. We have the main machloket between Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar about Oreg Kina. The Gemara tried to say that Mishnah goes like Rabbi Elazar, Oreg Kina B'Shabbat K'Oreg Gamal. And the Gemara said, no, Rabbanan argue only bekina that doesn't breed in a para v'rava, but shar shkatzim v'rmasim v'parim v'ravim lo. And then the Gemara brings the source, ma'elim, sheyesh bahem netilat neshama, that's Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbanan ma'elim parim v'ravim. So I'm sure that all of you, when you learn the sugya, Rabbi Elazar seems to make a lot of sense. We know that there is a melacha of netilat neshama, you take off life. So, any kind of life, that's netilat neshama. And then chachamim, we would expect them to give like a real definition, and they said no. Elim parim v'ravim, so it needs to be similar to elim. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a very simple question. If you're just trying to find something special by elim, elim have karnaim, they have horns, they have wool. So you can say, my elim that has wool, so everything that has wool. What parim v'ravim has to do with the life of the animal? Why would it change the definition of netilat neshama? That's the first question that I think that everyone should ask when they learn the Gemara. And I think there is like three ways to understand Chachamim. Two of them we're going to find in the Rishonim Bezrat Hashem. The third one I didn't find yet, but maybe in the future. The simple understanding is that Chazal are trying to limit the din of Netilat Neshama because it sounds like a very difficult melacha to understand. It's like basically destroying Neshama. It's like a melechet kilkul, or it's like a spiritual melacha. So we're trying to limit the chidush. En lechabo el chidusho. And we know that in the Mishkan we have chilazon and we have elim. So Chazal tried to find like common denominator. That's the right word. And they decided that it needs to be at least pare v'rave, and we don't know more than that. If you want to be mechadesh, you need to give the source. The second, that's basically in the page, it's bet. But
that doesn't explain why they drew the line in that place.
It's not clear, but it seems like they had like, they sat down and they decided that that's the common, the denominator that seems to be the most dominant, and like that's what they decided, but it's still like missing the tam. I can't tell you.
Can they do it? Couldn't it be backwards that their mesorah was kinim? Their mesorah was kinim were going to be mutter for killing, and so they had to figure out something to work yourself backwards to say what does kinim have that's mutter. And their only way then to get about it, well, is Pure River, because we see Kinim don't come from
definitely,
normal Pure River.
Definitely one way of thinking, and we're going to see that Michtav Ben Eliyahu, and some people say that, but it's not so simple, because you're going to see that there is more meaning that might be mutter to kill also. So we're going to discuss that, but your point is good. So some people say that it goes from the that we have a Mesorah, and then we decided what's the reason. But if it's true, so if I'm going to find a different thing, it's going to be fine also.
I think part of it is it's a symptom of Hashiva. So.
Okay, I'm going to get that. So that's the second way of understanding.
Who had the first opinion? Who's opinion was that?
Wait. Oh. I'm just like saying like ideal thoughts, and then we're going to go to the Rishonim, Bezrat Hashem, and we're going to find each one of the Rishonim what he meant by what he said. Now, the second way of understanding is that Pirya V'Rivya is something that shows level of chius. If you don't have that, your level of chius is so low that you're not considered chius. You don't have a chashivut of chayut. So the Pirya V'Rivya is the siman for the chashivut of chayut. And if this is true, so it might be that it's not necessarily needs to be only paraverave. It might be that there is more thing that's going to make us think that your chius is in a high level. One of them is paraverave. That's the second option. The third option, and that's a little bit mechudash, or maybe too much mechudash, that's why I didn't find anyone to say that. And the third way is netirat neshama is not a melacha. Melacha, in the Mishnah you see shochet. Atzatzviya shochato. Shochato. We know that if you kill an animal, it's a melacha. But what is the melacha? The melacha is losing the ability to breed. You're cutting the potential of bringing life to the world. By Kain and Hevel, we see Dmei Achicha, Dmei Rabim, Chazal said, Damo Vedam Zariyotav. And we see in Chazal many, Adam She'en Lo Yeladim Chashuv Kamet. So there is a lot to do. The potential of bringing more life to the world, when you kill an animal, you basically cut that potential. But it is very mechudash, because then the melacha is cutting the potential, and netirat neshama is just like a siman for it's the opposite. The netirat neshama is siman to the parah v'rave. Okay,
what
so...
What does that approach gain you?
Just understand what's the pshat in Chachamim. Why would parah v'rave has something to do with the netirat neshama? That was the first question, meaning what... Rabbi Lezer makes sense to me, meaning what? Yeah. So I'm trying to explain Chachamim. So I have three ways to explain Chachamim. So in order to find in the Rishonim what exactly they understood, so we need to go back to the Gemara in Daf Yudbet, and then at the end to compare that to the our Gemara in Kufzayin. I'm just going to go briefly through the sugya and summarize the shitot, and then we're going to compare the thing that's going to matter for us. So in Daf Yud Bet, we have Machloket Tanakama and Abba Shaul. And then at the bottom of the page, we have Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. המפלה את כליו מולל וזורק ובלבד שלא יהרוג. אבא שאול אומר, נוטל וזורק ובלבד שלא ימלול. Tana Kama hold, did you allow to be moilel, to smoosh them? I don't know what the right... What did you say?
Smoosh, roll.
This is molel, okay? Molel, okay. Roll.
Yeah, smooshing would be hurry up.
Okay, so molel, rolling them in the fingers. But you're not allowed to kill. Abba Shaul Omer, you're allowed to take them out, but you're not even allowed to roll them. According to Rashi... Tanakama hold that it's shvut to kill, so that's why you're only allowed to roll but not to kill. Abba Shaul said that you're not even allowed to be moilel because he hold like Rab Lezer that hold that orek inake or kore gamal. And then we have machloket Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. It's basically Bet Hillel is like chachamim. That's the Rashi approach. And according to Rashi, the Amoraim in between, they hold the maise like Bet Hillel that it's mutar legamre to kill kina in Shabbat. Not even asur med rabbanan. And then we have in Tosfot, Dibora Matchil Notel Vezorek, that Abba Shaul also hold like Rabbanan, not like Rashi. Rashi said Abba Shaul is like Rab Lezer. Tosfot says Abba Shaul is also like Rabbanan. He just goes there Melila de Kina, Atu Melila de Parosh. If we're going to be matter to you to roll the Kina, maybe we're going to do that for Parosh, and Parosh is Isur Doraita, even according to Chachamim. And if you look at the Rosh explained better the Tosfot Shita, what do they gain by it? Because Tosfot and it seems like the Rosh and Tosfot basically make a chiluk between the two brayta. The first brayta discusses when you mafleh kelav, when you deal with the garments. In the garments, you can find paroshim and kinim. So we have a concern kina atu parosh. So we have the argument between Chachami, between Tanakama and Abba Shaul. And Tanakama said, although in the head I would let you kill the kina like Bet Hillel, but in the garment, because there is paroshim, so just roll them, but don't kill them, because you might kill parosh. And that's the way that we pass in la'alacha also, lichora. And then we have a third shita, and that's the shita of the Ran, that goes all the way to the other side, that Abba Shaul and Tanakama, both of them hold like Rav Lezer, that Oreg Kina ki Oreg Gamal. They just argue if you're Goizer Melila Atu Ariga. And then Bet Hillel Matir Legamre. That's the three shittot in the machlokot here. But when we're discussing here kina, so what is the kina that we're discussing? So that Tosfot Shema Yarog on the top brings two opinions. We have Arime Orlanish, that Shchora HaKofetzet, the black lice. This is the lice that we're discussing here, that it's mutter. And this is the machloket of Chachamim and Rav Lezer. But Parosh, that's the white one, that it seems to be also in the head, and that is the one that it's Asur, that's the Gemara in Kuf Zayin, that is also according to the Rime Orlanish. So according to the Rime Orlanish, the kina in the head is not allowed to be... It's very hard in the sugya, but that's what he says. Rabbeinu Tam said it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that the kinim and the shebarosh are the one that it's also, so it should be the opposite. So Rabbeinu Tam seems to say that the shchora that come from the mud, come from the afar, this is the kina that it's mutar to kill. And the white one is the opposite. The black is Asur, and the white is Mutter. Now the question on Rabbeinu Tam, what is he going to do with the Gemara in Kuf Zayin? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara in Kuf Zayin says that Parosh is Pare V'Rave. So how can you be Miyashev the Stira? So the first one who discussed that is the Ran and the Ramban. Basically, both of them are trying to be Miyashev. So if you can look in the source number 3 or in your Gemara, whatever you prefer. V'chitema ota kofetzet lama yasura v'arei min ha'afar ina asa v'ena para v'rava. יש לומר, דחי באינן פרה ורווה, הנמילה למיעוט רמסים שהווייתן מן היפושים ככינה וכיוצא בה. אבל כל המתהווה מן האפר, חיות יש בו, כאילו פרה ורווה מזכר ונקבה, והאורגו חייו. וכן כתב הרמב"ם ז"ל בפרק י"א מלכות שבת. ולפי זה עד אמרנו בפרק 8 שרצים, והרי פרוש דפרה ורווה, אחי כאמר, שדינו כפרה ורווה. So, you, רבנו תם, says, that the Shchora Kofetzet is Asur, but we know that the Midrash that Tosfot bring in the beginning, that V'achet Afar Haaretz V'ha Lekinim, that it comes from the mud. If it comes from the mud, how can you say that it's Para V'Rava, it started the Satre, Lechora? If it comes from the mud, Lechora, it's an animal that can be Para V'Rava. So the Ran says, I don't care about Para V'Rava. I care about chiyut. Chayut yesh bo ki'ilu pare v'rave. So it's meforash in the Ran, and it's based on the Ramban, that pare v'rave, it's just a siman for chayut. If you are entitled to be pare v'rave, if you have the capability of being pare v'rave, you have a high level of chiyus. So if you created from the mud, that's also chashivus. The human being also created from the mud. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim et Adam afar min ha'adama. So being created from the afar, it's a chashivus. And that's enough in order to consider you notel neshama. And he goes all the way, and he said, and what the Gemara said, "Vare parosh de pare verave." The Gemara said, "Pare verave," on parosh. So he said, "Pare verave," just like they borrow in the definition of pare verave, is basically you're in the high level of chiyus. That's like pare verave. He takes that dochak and he's happy with that. The Ramban didn't like it. The Ramban himself said that there is two kind of paroshim. The parosh in Kuf Zayin is parosh pare verave. The kina, the shchora, that's not pare verave, and that's muter. Now I want to show in the Ramban himself, because the Ramban himself have a few more chidushim. It's true what the Ran summarized the Ramban, but if you can please look in source number 4, a few more hochachot to the approach that the Ramban want to say in the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. And before he started, he brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said a very interesting chidush. The Yerushalmi learned from Elim Odamim, but he have a different limud from Elim. In the Bavli, we learn from Elim, Ma Elim Parim Veravim. The Yerushalmi, if you look in the source number 4, I emphasize the part. ולא מחילזון למטה, וחילזון יש בו גידים ועצמות, ולא קטני כל דבר שאין בו גידים ועצמות, אינו חי יותר משישה חודשים. So the Yerushalmi hold that the definition of chiyus has nothing to do with pidya ורבייה. The definition of chiyus is any animal that has bones and nerves that makes this animal to be chaya, or animal that the netilat neshama is going to be considered netilat neshama. Doesn't care about pare ורבה. ומי הוא בגמרא דילן, בפרק 8 שרצים, לא אמרינן נחי, אלא אמרינן מה אלים שפרים ורבים, אף כל שפרים ורבים. ופרומה חינם אמרינן אדם שהורג פרוש בשבת חייו. So the Ramban basically gives us another source that takes away the din of pare ורבה. And the Ramban understood that it's arguing with the Bavli, that the Bavli hold that it's pare ורבה, because the Ramban, we're going to see soon, that he hold that pare ורבה is kipshuto. But anyway, we have another source aside from the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. We have Yerushalmi also, that pare ורבה is not necessary.
Is the Ramban's issue the physiology, or is it the Ramban's issue the anticipated length of how long it's going to live? Because it seems to be saying, because it doesn't have Gidin and Atzamot, it's not going to last six months. It seems to be the bigger issue of Chiyot is how long it's going to last, not the structure of its...
But any meaning, both Gidin and Atzamot cause you not to live more than, if you don't have them, you don't live more than 6 months, and that's definition of life according to Yerushalmi. They don't care about Pare ורבה.
I understand. What I'm saying is, even if we found that these things have Gidin and Atzamot, or we found out other things that right. that do not have a lifespan of 6 months,
if they're Pare ורבה,
other creatures,
it's gonna be...
so then they would, if Pare ורבה wouldn't matter, so according to Yerushalmi,
right.
it's just a matter
right.
of...
Right. Now, the Ramban continues. ותמה אני על רבנו תם שכתב כאן הקינאי הפרוש, ואי אפשר. ובגמרה בידי, בפרק שמונה שרצים, מקום מקום נפרש שהפרוש מן רמס הוא שפרה ורבה. So the Ramban, that's what the Ran quotes in the name of the Ramban, that there is two מיני פרושים. One פרוש is פרה ורבה, and one פרוש is not. ויש אומרים שהוא מן הידוע ההווה מן האפר בימות החמה, שקוראים בערבי אל ברגות, והוא אינו פרה ורבה, אלא שחייבים עליו כמי שהוא פרה ורבה. This is the first opinion that the Ran brings in the name of the Ramban, and that's what basically I want to emphasize again, that there is two kinds of chiyus. It can be pare ורבה, but can be something that it's enough chiyus to be considered like pare ורבה, although it comes from a mud, from the afar. שכן ההורג עכבר שהשריץ מן האפר, if you're going to kill a mice that came from a mud, you're חייב. Although this עכבר is not פרה ורבה, לכאורה, ולא פטרו מאלים מאודמים, אלא כגון קינה שהובה מן הזיעה. Now he gives us more even. I'm going to give you more creatures that are going to be mutter to kill on Shabbos. Any animal that come from זיעה, קינה שהובה מן הזיעה, וכן תולעים שבהשפות ובדברים המוסרחים. Any animal that come from like source of very low level of life, like garbage, or I don't know how to say it in a nice English, but come from rotten stuff, if the source of the life come from a very low level of material, that makes the life that it came from it in a lower level. Veze da'at Rambam. That's what the Ramban says. Ze da'at Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, the source after that, I'm going to skip the two last lines. I'm going to come back in a few minutes. The last two lines in the Ramban. I'm going to skip to the Rambam in source number 5. Any word in the Rambam, it's like mamash mehapech olamot. Bet remasim shehem parim veravim mizachar venekeva. So the Rambam brings the din of zachar venekeva, and then the Rambam says o nehevim min ha'afar. So you have two way to define life, or by pare verave, or by nehevim min ha'afar kmo ha'paroshin. Now the Achronim argue what's the pshat in the Rambam. What's the pshat is the neheva min ha'afar, he can be pare verave after he created from the afar or not. So that's the machloket biur halacha and the prim egadim. We're going to get there maybe. But it sounds like the pshat in the Rambam that there is two ways to define chiyus. Or pare verave, or if you neheva min ha'afar, afar is a high level to be considered chayut, although you're not pare verave. Ha'oreg otan chayav ki oreg behema v'chaya. Aval remasim shehavayatam min haglalim, any kind of bug that comes from animal like waste, min haperot shehevishu v'kayotzer bayam kegon tulaim shel basar v'tulaim shebetoch hakitniot, ha'organ patu. All of these kind of animals doesn't have shem chiyus in order to be considered until neshama. And then the Rambam continue. Ha'maflek elav b'shabbat mura letakinim v'zorkan. You're not allowed to kill them. It's like the Rosh. The Rosh understood that the Rambam said. If you're dealing with clothes, so don't kill them. ומותר להרוג את הכינים בשבת. Now, if I'm going to stop here and I'm going to ask you what should be the continuation of the sentence. חוץ מן הכינים, look in the Gemara of Zion. Why the כינים מותר? לפי שאינם פרים ורבים. And the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, בפני שהם מן הזהר. He basically doesn't care about the Gemara of Zion. ממש מפורש in the Rambam that the פרי ורבי is not the סיבה, is not the main reason. It's just like siman. Parev Rava is one of the simanim of chiyus. But if an animal grows from zia or from rat and stuff, doesn't have shem chiyus.
But the others, it only says pater, but it only says pater, but the kinim says mutter. So what's the difference?
Tanakama also in David Bet hold that according to Rashi that there is Issur, so I'm not sure about that. You're right. I'm not sure why by Kina you're Mekel, maybe because of Tzar, that it's on your head, so Chazal were Mekel. Although, normally we can understand that it doesn't have Shem Chiyut Mideoraita, it's not Netilat Neshama. Midarabanan, usually in Shabbos, when you have a Chiyuv Chatat, and you go one level down, you do Pato Rav Alasu. You don't go from Chiyuv Chatat to Mutar Lechatchila. So it should have been Kina also like this. And Kina, maybe Chazal were Mekel because it's in the head, so it's Metzair a little bit, so Chazal were Mekel. But it's not going to change the approach on what is Nefesh, what is Neshama, in order to be considered Chayav Chata. Okay? So that's an argument in the Rabbanan level.
Maybe the Rambam, the Minazeya, is when he means the Rosh, because people sweat more from the head. So when he says the. With the that is specifically the kingdom of the Rosh,
right?
But this and but the other anything else is a kingdom of some other that you would be. So that maybe that's the Rambam's way of saying kingdom of the Rosh, because it's minazeh.
It says in the beginning of the law, it says hamifla kelev shabbos only as a kingdom of zorka umur telarog as a kingdom of shabbos minazeh minazeh.
But then he wouldn't have to say.
You want to say that there is two sources of life, there is three levels of source of life. There is like come from afar or parev rave,
right.
And then there is come from ipush apri,
right.
That's pater avalasur, and then if it's come from the zia, it's the lowest level of. And then by kelim, you're machmir because of the rosh, maybe because there is paroshim there, so maybe we can be goizel. You can say, but it's going to be even more of a reddish. So it might be. I'm not saying. I'm trying to discuss now in the Deoraita level, and the Derabanan level, we should leave room for to think about it after. But first we're going to define what is Neshama Mideoraita and what is Netilat Neshama Mideoraita. But anyway, it seems like we have three sources, very strong sources, Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam, and Yerushalmi, all of them hold that Pareh v'Raveh is Lav Davka. Now, I want to speak a little bit more about the end of the Ramban before I'm going to continue. The last two lines in the Ramban, Veli Mashma, if you go back to source number 4, the two last lines of the Ramban, Veli Mashma, De Achbar Sheshritz Min Afar, Chayavim Alav Madai, Mipne Shemino Pareh v'Raveh, Ela Shehu Kemin Asarisim. אבל מי שאין בהם מפרים ורבים כלל, כגון אל ברגות, פטור ולכתחיל עלה ממותר, בין לצות, בין להרוג, זה בכלל מאכולתן כדי פרישית. So now the Ramban said, according to myself, I do not agree with the Ramban, like he said before, but I hold that it needs to be פרה ורבה לגמרי. Now, what's the din going to be for me in אכבר, a mice that come from the mud? He is not פרה ורבה. But his speech, his min, other mice,
species.
His min. In singular, you say species also? So his species, his pareh v'raveh. If he comes from the zachar v'nekevah, they are pareh v'raveh. So he is meshune. This mice came from the mud, so he's not going to be pareh v'raveh. He's like a saris. He doesn't have the ability to breed, but his species is pareh v'raveh, so he is going to be considered bar neshama in my definition of pareh v'raveh, because I need mamesh pareh v'raveh. But min she'en bo pareh v'raveh klal, if there is a species that come only from the mud, let's say kina, or other species that just come from mud or zi'ah, in this case, bargut is going to be muter, because all of them come from the mud, so they don't have the potential, they don't have in their species, they don't have anyone like them.
So what does that mean, that the men, some come from this, some come from that? What is it? Does this mean that some of them do, some don't?
That's the way that I ask you to keep in this mindset of the Mishnah in Ohalot. You know the Mishnah in Ohalot, Achbar Shechetzio Afar Vechetzio Adama. So it's the same Achbar, some of them breed normally, and some of them come from the mud. I'm sorry.
Not that everyone comes from half and half.
I did.
Like everyone is
that's not what the Ramban.
In that Mishnah,
yeah,
says?
I don't know. I need to check in general, but I think that's the way that they understood. The Akhbar is like, can be like this and can be like this. Okay. Human being also, they started with a mud and they continue like. Okay, so. Now, what I want to be medayak from here, that you remember we had three options in the beginning, so the Ramban clearly doesn't hold like the Rambam, that Pareh v'Raveh is just like an example. The Ramban holds Pareh v'Raveh is bedavka. Now, if Pareh v'Raveh is bedavka, we have two options. Or Pareh v'Raveh is just like limiting the din of Netilat Neshama, or that Pareh v'Raveh is because you take the potential of breeding. So if the Ramban understood in that way, he should have said that the mice that came from the mud doesn't have the ability to breed, so he's like a treifa. You shouldn't be chayav for him. If he understood that the isur netilat neshama is taking away the ability to breed, this particular mice doesn't have the ability to breed. So he for sure didn't understand that way. He compared this mice to the other mice because in the same group. So you see that the Ramban understood that pareh v'raveh is just limiting the groups of animals. It's not din in taking away the ability of breeding. Because if that was the true, the akhbar that came from the mud, he specifically, because he's saris, he's like treifa. He's going to be die. It's like he's a dead mice, basically.
Or he's like the never alive.
Okay.
Right.
Exactly.
You can't kill something that wasn't dead.
Treifa, that's the din of treifa. Yeah. He's alive, but he's dead. Halachically, he's dead. Right. Exactly. So that just hara in the Ramban. It's muhach that he didn't understand like the other way that I was trying to. Now, what are we going to do these days? Now I'm going to come to the main point of the shiur. These days, everyone knows that kinim are parim v'ravim. And that started even like a couple of 200 years ago. Even more than that, you probably can tell me exactly what was the date of they found. And the Pachad Yitzchak is the first one to discuss that. He was a doctor also. He had he knew what's going on in the science community, and he said he started with, if you see, look at source number 7. ואני הצעיר הכותב, ולאו דמסתפין האמין הזה בזמננו, שחכמי התולדות הביטו, רברו וידעו וכתבו, דכל בעל חי יהיה מי שיהיה, הווה מן הביצים, וכל זה הוכיחו בראיות ברורות. אם כן שומר נפשו ירחק מהם, ולא יהרוג לא פרוש ולא קינה, ואל יכניס עצמו בספק חיוב חטאת. So he himself held that it should be, we should be machmir. The deer should just quote this part. They didn't quote the second part, but he said, "Ela she'shalti et fi mori v'rabbi mori mori rabbi tzchar rabbi Yehuda v'bril." He's not so famous, but he was his rav, and he answered him that it's nice whatever they said, but we have a mesora. We're not going to move from our mesora, and it's mutter. You can read that after. That's not and. הרב אליושיב also in the אורחות שבס in חלק א' פרק י' he hold that למעשה we should be מחמיר for קינה also, they shouldn't kill קינה on שבס. רב הרצוג in אסיה in כך למד ה' עמוד 49 he goes all the way to the other side, he said like for sure that the רופאים know what they're doing. Sometimes we would treat the דברי הרופאים like a סופק, but in this case it seems like that it's like 100% clear that it's parev rave, so he hold like mamish, the opposite of rabo shel pachad Yitzchak, and it's basically like the pachad Yitzchak himself. Now,
but again, it goes back to the beginning. Do you say that the chachamim had a mesorah that kinim are usher, kinim are
mutar? I'm almost
and
there.
They have to come to a reason, yeah,
right?
Or
right.
Did they have a reason?
Right. Whoever hold the way that you say, he would say that we don't care about the reason, we care about the halacha, and if we had a mesorah for this, so maybe the explanation is not 100%, but the halacha we don't change anything.
Well, then you could find a different explanation.
Exactly. So that's the third. I'm going to get there. Yeah, I'm going to get there. That's the approach of that's number. It's Gimel. Mechtav Me'eliyahu. Mechtav Me'eliyahu. Chalek Dalet Amud 355. It's in the bottom of this page. You don't have to turn the page. It's Gimel. מכתב מליהו חלק דלת עמוד 355 הערה 4, המסורה היא שיש יותר להרוג קינים, הטעם איננו העיקר, וצריך למצוא טעם שיתאים גם לזמננו. And then, רב שלמה זלמן says that maybe because the eggs that they lie is so small that you can see in a normal eye, so their פריה ורבייה is not considered פרה ורבה. The same way that you're allowed to eat bacteria, and it's not considered bug because you don't see it, so halachically it's not defined like an animal. So that's a reason to try to explain why it's not considered parev rave bazman hazeh, although we know that it's parev rave.
We're talking about netilat neshama here,
right?
We're talking about netilat neshama min haTorah or min haRabbanan?
Midoraita.
Why is it midoraita?
It's not midoraita. It's going to be melacha shena tzricha legufa, so you're right, it's not mamash, but melacha shena tzricha legufa midoraita, so it's a higher level chiyuv of the Rabbanan.
There's no mitakein in this. This is a very, no, I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, if what we're discussing is whether or not there's any sort of doraita, and there's a misunderstanding, that's an issue. If it's a zerah de Rabbanan, and there was a misunderstanding, so doesn't matter because they weren't.
You're saying
even
if it's asur midoraita, they just didn't go for this melacha shena tzricha legufa.
Right. Uh-huh. In which case, it doesn't. I mean, it's a theoretical discussion, but it's lamaisa they weren't goes there. We don't have. To, we can't make it there.
But you're also saying that the tam that we have in the Gemara is not the reason. You're basically going in this direction. You're saying the tam in the Gemara is not parim veravim. It's not the reason. They decided not to be goyzer.
Even if we can't answer the tam in the Gemara,
right.
Even if we
fine,
don't satisfy,
fine.
There was no gzeirah. No, but I'm saying, but all the different chumrot that I see in the deer shoe, I don't understand.
I agree that there is a lot. There is a lot of room to be made lichora because the fact that it's melacha shena tzricha legufa, but in general you should know that melacha shena tzricha legufa, we usually treat it like a higher level of izur de rabbanan. for a difference on Shvut, for example, will be a lot more makel when we have Sfeikas, but for Melacha Shenatzecha Legufa, we are going to be many times Machmir, although it's Afur. You're going to see that all the way through.
I understand to go more Chomer than what's in the Gemara itself, to take it a step further.
You see a lot of Chomer. I agree. It's hard to see all the Chomer on top of the.
Clearly, everybody's
right.
Social.
Right.
It's not the way.
Okay, so because you brought me to Gimel, I'm going to go back to Bet. The second thing that I saw in the Dirshu, I didn't find the Sefer himself. The Sefer, I looked for it, I couldn't find it. They write in the name of Nissim Karelitz that because they breed with a Betzim, it's not considered breeding. So I think this is, you cannot believe this, that he said something like that, because in the Gemara Meforash, when the Gemara is Maksha from Beitze Kinim, in the Hava Amina, it was enough to be considered Parev Rave. So it can't be that that's what he said. I need to get the Sefer. I couldn't.
Birds,
right. And it doesn't make any sense. So
turtles.
Right. So just whatever. I'm just. Okay. So now, what I want to do basically is. Michtav Meliyahu is basically telling us there is a Mesorah and we need to find the reason. But all of these approaches are based on the understanding that Parev Rave is Kepshuto. And then you have a question. You have a question. It needs to be Parev Rave. And when we see in the microscope, or we see in reality that it's not true, so it's not Parev Rave, then we have a question. But we just mentioned three major opinions that basically open for us the door to say that it's not Parev Rave Kepshuto. I'm just going to expand that a little bit more. What the Ramban said in the Rambam, and the Rambam said Mamash Meforash, that Parev Rave is not din in Parev Rave. You don't really need it to be Parev Rave. You just need to look for a definition of life, high quality of life. And in order to have a high quality of life, according to the Rambam, is or Parev Rave or come from the mud. But if you come from Ipushim, that's not considered a level of life. And we just need Bazman Hazeh to define that a little bit more, and maybe we can say that any animal that the main source of living is ze'ah or ipush, that makes the life of the animal a lower level life, and it's going to be mutar to kill midoraita level. It's not going to be a nefesh of. And that's the meaning of Parev Rave. Parev Rave, the deep meaning of Parev Rave is that this animal can breed separately from the source of the growth. If an animal can eat many things and the animal does not depend in this source of garbage, that means that this animal has a cheshivus of chios. If animal needs to be stuck to the body and to live on the garbage of the body or the sweat of the body, and this animal depends on that and she can't leave that environment or that source, that basically defines that the life or the level of the chios is not a chius that the Torah would define like a chius for Shem Netilat Neshama. And if I would have said it by myself, I wouldn't have any power to say anything, but the Rambam and the Yerushalmi for sure did not accept the approach of Parev Rave. So we're just basically expanding what the Rambam said and explaining a little bit more the Rambam, and it basically gives us a very broad amount of bugs that it's not going to be asur midoraita. So what I'm saying now is not lahalacha. I don't want you to start relying on that lemaise, because then it's going to be. But at least to be miyashev kina, I think it's good. And if it's true what I'm saying, so more animals would be mutar. And the Rambam said that. The Rambam didn't scare to say that. The Rambam said any animal that come from the ze'a or ipushe apri, it's mutar. So I'm not the one to be mechadesh that it's not only kina. The Rambam say that. And the Yerushalmi for sure. According to Yerushalmi, all the bugs, I think, the bugs doesn't have gidim atzamot.
How do you define gidim atzamot? How do you define gidim atzamot?
Okay, so that's your job. And, but I'm just saying that the idea was there. We just need to make it a little nicer, to fitted to our generation, but the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam and the Yerushalmi, it's a very strong shoulder and like something that we can rely and be happy, and we basically don't have a question to begin with. All the approaches in the Achronim is how to deal with the question. We have a big question. It's not Pareh V'Raveh. We don't need it to be Pareh V'Raveh. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam is Meforash. The Yerushalmi is Meforash. So that's one thing. Just let me... Just one more thing. I will say it in a second, and then I will... the Ran and the Sugya and Kuf Zayin, he said that the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah is the one who asked in the beginning of the beginning of the Gemara, he said, Leima matnitim ki Rabbi Lezer. And then the Rabbi Yosef said, no, even Chachamim are moide. The Ran says, Rabbi Yirmiyah explained the definition of chiyus like the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yosef argued with him. So it might be that Bazman, that's, now I have a second Teirut, it's a different Teirut. Maybe Lemaise, we should paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah, because Rabbi Yirmiyah is very meruvach, and Rabbi Yosef Terutzim in the Gemara with Betzekinim, Mina Udemikir Betzekinim, is very dachuk. And maybe Bazman Hazeh, we should paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah and like the Yerushalmi. But this is like an extreme. It's like a vort. You can keep that in mind. But the main Teirutz, Lahalacha, I think, going to be more like the Rambam, but not Lahalacha to take all of it out. Not all the bugs that are going to answer that definition, because I don't have enough power to say that, but it seems like that's what the Rambam said, and for sure it's going to be Miyashev al Adat, Din of Parim V'Ravim. Okay, Yishar Koach for coming and listening, and hopefully we're mechaven to the truth.